Cork Camogie manager Paddy Murray joins me now, looking ahead to their first home championship fixture of the new season this Saturday. They welcome Clare to Páirc Uaireann. Paddy, on the back of last weekend's win over Waterford, preparing for this Clare side, what do you expect off the banner?
I suppose nothing different than what we've got over the last number of years. You know, hard team to break down, and we'll be very, very competitive. And I think any time we play them, you know, we've always found it difficult.
They're coming off the back of a loss last week, yeah?
Yeah, they did. And I suppose it was a bit of a surprise, really. But I think probably the way that Offaly started out probably caught them. And, you know, I think Offaly had a big score put up at half-time. And, you know, I think that once Clare were able to reorganise themselves, they played quite well in the second half, you know. Look, they scored 111, you know, which will probably win most Camogie matches. So, you know, they certainly have a scoring threat there anyway, you know.
And Paddy, I know we spoke at the weekend about how the quick turnaround means it's mostly about recovery for you. Squad update-wise, did you pick up any major injuries out of the Waterford match?
No, I think we were okay. You know, I'm just waiting on news there that I think the few were involved with the Cork footballers last night training-wise, and I think they might have picked up one or two niggling injuries. So I'm not 100% certain on their fitness yet, you know, but I think that's probably going to be our concern, really. We have four dual players, so, you know, some of these girls are out every night of the week. So, like, 5 weeks on the trot, you know, it's going to be difficult.
And as regards who from the footballers picked up a knock, is it all the girls that are in trouble? I
believe that Rena Buckley and Hannah Looney picked up injuries last night. But then, look, I haven't spoken to them, so I'm not 100% certain.
OK. And this is, of course, your first home fixture in the Championship, Paddy, as well. It's a 2:30 throw-in in Páirc Uaireann for you.
Yes, and look, we're playing in Páirc Uaireann as well, which is nice. And obviously, it's good as the county board to give us the venue, and probably rightly so as well. It's, you know, look, it's our main stadium, so why not play there, you know? And I think it should give us a little bit more incentive as well to put on a performance there.
Because as we discussed last week, these are must-win games.
Yeah, look, as I said to you last Saturday, we need to win our first three games to make sure of a quarter-final position. And after that, then we can, you know, worry about whether we're going to finish first, second or third, you know. So, you know, we have to win the first three, really.
And finally, Paddy, great to get the county ground and everything. The girls deserve this venue, but they also deserve a good home support. And you'd hope that when this is on people's doorstep, they come out and support Cork Camogie.
Yeah, and look, it's on Saturday afternoon as well, so the timing is good. And, you know, if the day is fine, which I think the weather forecast is quite good, you know, certainly, you know, that they can come along, and hopefully we put on a show then for them.